The next concert being presented at the Shriver Hall Concert Series will be musicians from Marlborough. This will be Sunday, October 20th, 5:30 p.m. in the Shriver Hall Concert Hall on the Homewood campus of the Johns Hopkins University. And in the WBJC studio is the Executive Director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Stephen Jacobson. As always, lovely to welcome you back, Stephen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Judith. Always great to be with you.
So, musicians from Marlborough, I was just realizing that that whole series is actually as old as WBJC, established in 1951, which is a lovely coincidence.
Oh, isn't that nice? I didn't know that.
And going back, of course, to the great Rudolf Serkin, the founder, and I mean, what a way to start with somebody of that kind of caliber.
Absolutely. This whole festival is just such a special and unique organization in the history of American chamber music. So many great ensembles have been formed there, and so many great performers got their career started at Marlborough. And these people include Richard Good, the pianist, Murray Pariah, the Emerson String Quartet, Guarneri String Quartet, Juilliard String Quartets, all have deep, deep roots at Marlborough.
And it seems to be such a wonderful breeding ground for new blood coming through all the time. It's the wonderful combination of more established groups, but then also one seems to find such jewels and gems amongst the musicians who do play there.
Absolutely. What it really is almost a training ground for the most exceptional, young, talented musicians currently studying. And they go to Marlborough to play alongside with veteran performers like Richard Good or Mitsuko Uchida. And it's a unique opportunity for these young artists to spend weeks practicing a certain piece of repertoire with sort of the masters and to learn and to flourish in that sort of environment.
So let's have a look at the program, the wonderful mix of Mozart, Bartok, Schumann, sort of a little bit from every era, so to speak, and these wonderful string quintets of Mozart, I suppose called viola quintets in a sense, just because of his great love of adding the viola as the fifth instrument.
Correct, and as many of your listeners might know, Mozart loved playing viola and wrote exquisitely for the inner voices, we would say, for string quartet. And so these string quartets, he really took that idea and expanded it and added an extra viola part. And they're quite unique in that they have two violins, two violas, and cello rather than a piano quintet formation.
Talking of piano quintet, though, the Robert Schumann piano quintet is, oh, I think really, you know, you can't name them, you can't name your favorite child, but this is just one of the most exquisite chamber pieces.
It is. It's gorgeous, and each movement has a really unique character, but it's really a cycle at the same time. The themes come back in the last movement, and it's all just tied together so wonderfully, and it's really a shining example of the best that the Romantic period could produce.
And then 20th century with the Bartok string quartets, the last of the series, and there was so much going on in his life at that time personally, and I think a lot of that tends to come through in the writing, doesn't it?
Correct. This is sort of the culmination of his string quartet journey, if you will, and he had been very experimental in the earlier quartets, and this quartet really was written when he was in America, and it's a eulogy of his experience leaving Europe and watching the destruction of Europe during World War II.
It's a really interesting program. Musicians from Marlborough performing on the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday, October the 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Shriver Hall. For more information, the web address is shriverconcerts.org. And I've been speaking to their executive director, Stephen Jacobson. Thanks so much, and a really great concert. Congratulations.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you there.